My name is Nicole Jaspard. I'm an empath and paranormal investigator. I am also an author of a dozen books. Thank you for listening to Haunted Real Connections, where I'll bring you the best mediums and paranormal people the field has to offer. Stay tuned for another great show on Paranormal King Radio. Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of The Real Connections here on Paranormal Q Radio, and I'm your host, Nicole Jaspard. And, so tonight I get to share a little bit about creepy Halloween stories that I happen to find online, and maybe I'll share some of my own. And as always, if you guys are in chat, and I want to welcome y'all listening to chat, hopefully y'all can hear me okay. And I want to welcome King, Charles, Mike, and Earl, and Dave, and everyone. And as always, you can send me your questions anytime. I always welcome Q&A. So, a little bit about me. I'm sure you guys know a little bit about me by now, but hey, Witch and Heather, welcome back. I enjoyed your show, by the way. And her show is right before mine, so if you guys want to listen to her show, yeah, be sure to do that. Anyway, so my background is that I was born and raised here in California, and not far from Long Beach, Queen Mary, where I got to visit there at the Queen Mary from time to time. And I tell you, every visit is it left me with more questions, you know, and then answers to the paranormal. Hey, Adam Historian, Ghost Hunter is also in the house. Welcome, guys. Welcome, and I do appreciate you all. And so, I'm also possibly born with my gifts. I'm more of a medium than a psychic, but I think I possess both qualities. But my stronger gift is medium. Is where the difference with them is when the medium, I think we connect with spirits in a way, like a postman delivers mail. That's how I like to share what the difference with a psychic and a medium in a nutshell. So a psychic is where they read auras. I can read a little bit of auras. And it's that energy field that surrounds our vessel. Every living thing has an aura. And so I want to try to practice aura reading. If you guys want some of your photos, anytime, I'll be glad to practice reading your aura, as I can actually read and see aura. Sometimes, when I just see a person for the first time, I've done this since I was younger, I see people that are real bright. It's like, oh, they hurt my eyes. I'm also part of the Warren Agency Foundation, and it's a great foundation. This first McKinnell Rand's kind of Edward Warren, right? So, and carry on the case from the late Warrens. And I'm so honored and grateful to be part of that awesome foundation. So, and I have many other guests that's been on my show as well. And so I'm trying to decipher to what I share tonight. I share between possibly my new book that I have almost written and other topics as well. So as always, I always welcome questions as well. Ask me any questions. I'm an open book, guys. So let's see. I was gonna have it all printed out, and it's all top of my head. And thankful I got my laptop, so you know I may come in the age where I can't remember where building it was at. What year it was at. So I wanted to share a little bit about my book. It's called my recent book, Haunted Vessels. No, not Haunted Vessels. One of my books, My Haunted Travels, Haunted California. Okay, that's off of my head. That's not bad. But yeah, my haunted travels, haunted California. And I should share a picture of that. But yeah, I do have a book cover already up. And I'm going to have a foreword written by Dr. Hedley. And I'm looking forward to that. And so it's basically about, my new book is about all the locations that I've been to or heard of. And found out later on in life that they're haunted. Did you ever, I'm sure you, Adam, the story experienced that you found this particular place and then you found out later on it's haunted. And so there's one particular place I want to bring up that I've actually been to a few years ago. This was way before I met and married my husband, my late husband, bless him. But just way before I met him, and we were venturing to different locations up in Riverside, California. Now, Riverside is got quite some history, if anything. Like Alcatraz Island, very dark history there as well, and I've been there as well. I would love to go back to these places and do more thorough investigations. And hopefully one day I'll get that opportunity. But I'm open. Let's say I'm open. But anyway, it's kind of hard when you're by yourself and you're solo. But a lot of people actually are fearless. So just be careful when you are out there by yourself. Just make sure you are, you know, you have your safety reasons. Which is why I don't go out by myself for safety reasons. So what if you fall into the hole or something? And you have no one to rescue you, right? So you gotta be careful about that. So when I talked to Nick Roth, he said that very thing. You never go alone for that very reason. So anyway, yeah. So this next location I'm gonna bring up is called the Old Mission Inn. Alright, and I happened to stumble upon where, and I lost the website. Darn it, but if I remember top of my head, it's back from the 1900s, alright, 1900s, the Old Mission Inn. And I stumbled upon this website, wish I should have saved it. But anyway, going back to the story, I remember where, it's pretty cool. You guys ever heard of the catacombs? Like the catacombs from Paris? Or was it Paris? Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. So yeah, I'm such a history. So anyway, yeah, the catacombs. I think it is from Paris. Catacombs from Paris. But there's the same scenario as Mission Inn. And the Riverside, California, that I found online upon research. There supposedly, legend has it, I'm not saying there is, but maybe you want to go see for yourself. Maybe one day I might go see this for myself. The catacombs are actually the tunnels where they, what was it, when they would bury the dead, right? Like, don't enter this way, right? But for me, when I see a sign that says, do not enter, I would be the first one to enter. I'm so weird. Don't go this way, I'll go that way. I'm like, serious? I think when you think of the cat, curiosity would kill the cat, right? But, yeah, sometimes you gotta heed those signs, so you never know, it might come back or not. Yeah, Heather, yes, wishing Heather, how many says the 500 years will be the tunnel. I will not be surprised if some of these haunted locations, if I remember back, man, the Mission Inn, would have tunnels, you know, for stories or for storing dead bodies and such, right? Or hiding goods and people down there. So I remember when I visited that place, I was feeling a lot of mixed energy. Possibly I was feeling that from the ground. So now I think of it, man, I got chills. So that place has a lot of walking and hiking areas like we do back in the hills and back of us. King, you know, I was telling King, we are miles away from the city. So we can see stars and planets out here, like, brilliant. Or UFOs or whatever. I haven't seen Bigfoot yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if we do. But, what would be surprised if we have underground tunnels? So I'm so curious about that myself. Yeah, he's like the catacombs in Paris. And I think there is even a documentary that Ghost Adventures has done, or Zach Bagans has done a whole series of that, if I remember correctly, of the catacombs. Now I have to find that episode, but that was quite interesting. Alright, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. Yeah, I believe they're in England, but I think it should be everywhere. And they're saying it should be a gateway to hell, right? There's many gateways that should be a gateway to hell. You know, like the fire heat, I can't remember it's off the top of my head. But anyway, yeah, this show is like completely not planned. So I finally found a couple of creepy things to share that might be included in my next book and my Haunted Travels, Haunted California. So I also visited not only the Queen Mary ship, but I've also visited, Alcatraz Island, and I visited Winchester Mystery House. I really haven't felt much there, but I would have to stay there a few nights to really get a feel of it. So they say that the experience and the activity really starts when the sun goes down, you know. But I like to see that for myself. One of these days, maybe. I remember when we were doing a tour on the Winchester Mystery House. They don't normally allow you to take photographs, right? So I asked him if I could take some pictures because I told him I was a medium and I told him I was interested in the paranormal at the time. And so they actually allowed me to take photographs. And I was like, whoa, I was like stoked because, you know, I know that's not really, you know, prohibited. Yes, King, the hellfire is silent. Thank you. Yeah, they say supposedly that the hellfire in Scotland could possibly be another gateway to hell. And so legend has it. Okay, water break. Sorry, guys. So, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the show so far. And my next topic is on. Let's see, I know you guys might like going down here, where was it? I found a really good, a Ouija board story. So we have Ouija board warning. Are you guys ready for this creepy story? Grab some popcorn and beer, whatever. Alright. Yeah, I've had crazy experience with the Ouija board, but none like these stories that I'm about to share. So this is not my story. This is the story that I found online. So, okay, are we ready? So, last year, the writer says, they went to a friend's house for a party. Typical world night party. I've had that happen to me. So I totally can relate. So around 1 in the morning, the group decided to what use a Ouija board. So I highly not recommend. But you know how it is when you're younger, and you don't want to be like a loser. You don't join in, yada yada yada. But anyway, the user says was the only one who believed in the accounts of the paranormal. She was hesitant, of course, when her friends brought her out the board. But instead of giving her friends more reasons to tease her, and so when it comes to the paranormal, she acted as if she didn't believe in such activity. And I'll try to jump back and forth so I see you guys chat, okay? Alright, let's see. Where was I? Oh, they begin asking the board questions. Typical, right? So they started with a few normal questions, and nothing really exciting happened, right? So if someone asked if their spirit wanted to hurt them, and not a good question to ask, but they asked that, and so it responded with only one. So the group started to get creeped out, of course, at this point, and rightfully so, when one friend asked a natural follow-up question, who the board spelled out Natasha, which is the user's full name. It should be noted that she doesn't care for that full name. And so she told him to simply call her Tasha instead. So Tasha then left the room while her friends continued playing, but found out later that night that the group forgot to say goodbye to the board. And of course, anyone familiar with the Ouija board knows the rule that closing the interaction with the spirit board especially is crucial before stopping to use the board. Needless to say, she was nervous. I would be nervous too. So after this, Tasha has no memory of that night, or I would say of the night. She only remembers getting a migraine and nosebleeds. Her friends took videos of her acting strangely, speaking with a changed voice, and this kind of like the oppression stage before possession, right? So, and a few instances of her talking the other languages. However, that night wasn't the only time this happened. And the day following, Tasha's parents reported the same things happening. And so once again, she remembered nothing but migraines and nosebleeds. So about 2 weeks later, she was back to normal, or so she thought. And then Tasha was suddenly hospitalized for an excruciating pain in her kidney, so bad that it almost shut down. The doctors tried everything, but couldn't figure out what was wrong. Then on the day she was scheduled for the surgery, the pain suddenly stopped. 1 day later, Tasha was released. And so, finally, since that incident, she has never felt like she was truly alone. Sometimes she feels someone grabbing her hands or neck, making it difficult to breathe. So Tasha has always believed in the paranormal, but this experience made it far more real for her. So what do you guys think of that story? Don't mess with the Ouija board. Always, always remember what in to say goodbye. Oh, Charles has a question for me. How do you open the board? Well, I like to meditate first to get myself open for the spirit world. I don't really use the board, but that's basically what I like to do is meditate first. So that way, you'll have a relaxed state of mind and you don't have any fears, and it all depends on intention. And never use the Ouija board alone. Even though it might be tempting, but yeah, never use the Ouija board alone. And always say goodbye. He's like, I never had a nosebleed before. Yeah, me either. Kind of reminds me of this thing of Stranger Things, where whenever that girl would use her abilities, her nose would bleed. Kind of what reminds me of. So, are we ready for the next scary story, true story, which happens to real nursing homes? Alright, I'm gonna take another one right here. Yeah, feel free to ask me any questions, and I'll try to get to them shortly. So thank you guys so much for listening to Haunted Real Connection. I'm your host Jasper. And yeah, this next story is kind of freaky. I actually read it a little bit before the show. And this one is called Stairs at the Nursing Home. It wouldn't be surprising because nursing home, you know, the patient would die and then would leave that energy there. So anyway, so this next writer, these are stories I've from Reddit.com. So the next writer says, is a dietary aid at a nursing home for people with Alzheimer's. I think I said it right, Alzheimer's. And so they have had some seriously scary encounters while working there. And so their job mainly consists of washing dishes, and they're normally standing right next to the dishwasher, which makes it difficult to hear what people are saying, right? So the story goes on saying, on numerous occasions, they have been by the dishwasher and heard someone talking to them, even though they knew no one's nearby, right? So one night, the writers went to collect food carts in one of their units alone. The whole entire time, they were in the unit, so they felt like they were being followed. Now this is where it gets creepier. Fearing what they might see, they never turned around. Eventually, they pulled off, pretending to use the bathroom. So they waited there for about 5 minutes or so before peering into the hallway where they'd just been. And then they finally saw a patient that they recognized. So at first, this made them feel better, but soon they realized that it was a patient who had died 3 days prior in the unit near the kitchen. Now, that would be creepy to see the full apparition at a nursing home. I know my friend that is that works in a nursing home, and they have a painting supposedly haunted by the attendant that used to live there prior. And so what happened is, whenever they go near the painting, they would experience something paranormal. But needless to say, they kept the painting there. I don't know why they would keep the painting if things start to happen. I told them just to get rid of the painting. Send it to me. I'll be glad to keep it. So I want to investigate it. Maybe they will send it to me. Who knows? But yeah, I believe paintings can be haunted. You know, like in castles, you'll see portraits and paintings that are in, I think they're paintings of the deceased that used to live in the castles, if I remember right. But you can see their eyes glaring at you every time you move. That's why I hate portrait paintings. But yeah, it's gonna be quite scary. So I'll be ready for the next story. Let's see. Ghost in the house. Let's try this one. Yeah, ghost in the house. This is from another writer. So and once again, these are not my stories. This is stories I found online. And so this writer says he has always been into the paranormal and has experienced a fair number of encounters throughout their life. So recently married and the other spouse, Charlie, moved into a beautiful little house in a quiet neighborhood. So they only been living there for a short time when they started noticing strange occurrences, right? So the first occurrence happened while Charlie was upstairs in his bed. And so they were downstairs watching TV. Suddenly he ran into the living room and asked if they had just been in the bedroom. So they answered no, and so Charlie panicked. So he said that as he had been lying in bed, someone had pushed the blanket up to his feet, and his feet were exposed. And so, and this is getting me chills right now. And a cold hand had caressed his foot. And so, to avoid the spirit, they moved their room to a different bedroom in the house. But the activity continued. And so, they heard like heavy footsteps going up and down the stairs, and bowls and bowls and pans, I meant to say, tend to spin clockwise on a counter, and dark bowl, I can't talk tonight, I don't know why, and dark bowl body appears, like full body apparitions, when walk past their bedroom door and then quickly vanish. And even one time a knife was once lifted and thrown across the kitchen by an unseen force. And even their dogs would bark into the corners of the house. And so, you know, when you have a dog barking, you know, and there's nothing there, make sure. You never know, it might be spirit that they're barking at. So, once they even looked up into the window in their master bedroom and saw an elderly woman staring down at them, that was spooked me out. And so finally, eventually the young couple had enough. So, and talked with their neighbors to learn about the history. And the house, and they found out that the house, this is interesting, was built in the 1970s. And the elderly lady who had owned the house before, they actually died at the age of 101. And so, the two had no doubt this woman was spirit tormenting the home. And the writer decided to go upstairs and make peace. And so they informed the spirit they intended for him to remain in the house, and they promised to keep it nice, and they offered, you know, crossover if she wanted, but she was welcome to stay. But if her presence became more peaceful ever since. So yes, and been living peacefully in the home. And the old woman occasionally makes herself known. Oh, thank you, Earl. Might have been attached to this place so much in life that she didn't want anything to happen to her home or her land. So I think that's possibly why the reason that she chose to stay behind and watch over her place. She might have been attached to in life. Oh, thank you, King. I'm just having to have half hour in. Woohoo! I have some more stories for you. Let's see. Oh, here's one. This is a bit long, so I'll try to paraphrase it. The hero in the riverbed. So a few years ago, he just been through a rough divorce from the high school sweetheart. Their best friend had been taken to distract them by taking long road trips. One morning, they were on the road to Carlsbad, New Mexico, and when they paused alongside a river dam, and they were drinking cider and snacking all that. And so they explored the dry riverbed. It was obvious that they weren't the first ones to go tracking through the riverbed. So the pair could see a human or canine even, and feline footprints in the mud. And then they recall starting to feel the odd sensation that they were being watched. It's kind of like Bigfoot sighting, maybe. We'll see. Their friend caught the rider's attention and called him over. And so, there was a bone in the ground. What did not believe was a spinal cord. Ooh, that's scary. At first, they thought it was a beef, a pork bone, you know, of some kind. But they continued looking at it around at the river, in the riverbed, when they found a strange rust-colored rock sticking out from the sand, right? So, when they got closer, they realized it was a very little girl's shoe. So, the Reddit user stepped back and ran forward, preparing to kick the shoe. And they heard a little girl's voice shout, "No! Please, don't please." And they looked around, but didn't see anyone besides themselves, yet alone children. And so their friend. So their friend asked why they stopped, and they replied, "Well, didn't you hear that little girl?" Both confused, they decided to shrug it off and continue on their way. Meanwhile, feeling that someone was watching them grew stronger. A few minutes later, they spotted another bone. So, now they began to get scared, or anyone would. The bone was clearly human. And so the friend called the non-emergency police number for Carlsbad, and they reported it, what they saw. So, 1 week later, they received a call from their friend that the Carlsbad police had called to report the bones, that they were indeed human. So, during the investigation, the two were questioned and eventually formed, and that the rust-colored rock actually wasn't a rock at all, but the shell of a pickup truck that had disappeared along with a family of three. They had been carrying a man, a woman, and their daughter. So, maybe it was the ghost of their daughter that told them no. I believe it was their daughter. So, and it made a Reddit user back to you. Think back to the real shoe sticking out of the mud, you know, and the voice still haunts them. Could a little girl be spoken? I believe it's true. Yep. Right, I'm not sure of your questions. Any demons? I'm not sure what you mean by that. Yeah, I agree, Heather. That was a creepy story. Ooh, I just goosebumps. I believe they just had, like, a tragic car accident and no one ever, like, found them up till now. Yeah, Mike, if you listened earlier, I shared a Ouija board story that had some oppression. So I hope you guys enjoyed the Ouija board story. And I have quite a few stories of my own from when I messed with the Ouija board. I highly not recommend. And it's the same scenario I was with the group. And finally, I decided I gave in, so I played it with the Ouija board with that group. And so what happened was, shortly after, we heard pots and pans banging on in their kitchen. What sounded like pots and pans being thrown. But when I went up to look, there was nothing out of ordinary. So that would always haunt me. And of course, I don't remember if we ever closed that session or not. That's what kind of scares me, even to this day. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we had attachment. Alright, I had to take a water break here. Alright, so any other questions you guys might have, just let me know. Let's see, Oh, here's another one. It's a bit long, it has a Ouija board story in it. So let's see, it's called Threatening Footsteps in a Country. Oh god, I'm gonna have nightmares. It's happening in a country. Okay, you guys ready? So, back in 2013, the writer and her friends decided to make a Ouija board. So, our best friend lives out, like, 45-minute drive from the closest store and the nearest town. And so, there wasn't much to do. So they spent the day watching movies, but eventually got bored and saw the user and their friend and their friend's boyfriend and his friend decided to make their own Ouija board. So about, which I highly not recommend. Anyway, they decided to make their own Ouija board. So about a week before they made a board, their two friends had been staying alone at the house when the user and the writer woke at, was it 6 a.m.? Yeah. 6 a.m. to the sound of heavy footsteps in the hallway, near the bedroom. So she tried to wake her friend, but it was to no use. She was a heavy sleeper, and so the footsteps stopped right outside the door, and the rider waited, holding her breath, for the door to open, but it never did. And so the next few hours, she spent awake, and you know, waiting for something to happen. I think with that anticipation, you know, she probably could have paused it herself. With that intention, which is my theory. But anyway, waiting for something to happen, just might happen, you know. But anyway, like law of attraction, light attracts light. But when both worlds were finally awake, by 11 that morning, before either left the room, and so she told her friend what happened the night before, right? So, her friend said in response, chilled her to the bone. She said that for years she's been hearing the same footsteps, and that they had always stopped right outside her bedroom. And so, no one else had, you know, heard a footstep until the writer. And so that night, they made it their own Ouija board. I did not highly not recommend doing that. Or any Ouija board. The group were messing around with it, you know, and not get any real responses. And when they suddenly heard a loud bang in the back of the house. So they decided to stop for the night. And their friend left to drive get her to home. And so leave that Reddit user alone at the house. And so being alone after hearing the loud noise and the footsteps made her a bit nervous. So she turned on the TV for the distraction. While she waited for her friend to return, in the middle of the opening credits, the TV froze and started making loud buzzing noises. I've had similar experiences with my own TV. Sometimes it'll freeze, it'll turn off or on, or it'll change channels. You know, it's believed that spirits can in fact manipulate appliances, especially TV. And my TV would even echo. Now you know for a fact that echoes cannot happen with a TV, right? Right? So we thought that was weird. I'm like, okay, spirit, my TV, stop it, thank you. So sometimes it works, but anyway, back to the story, with their TV and everything. So she tried to turn off the TV, right? But even the remote wouldn't work. And so then she tried unplugging it, but it kept going. Now that would freak me the hell out. To have your TV still going after you unplug it. Seriously. But luckily that hasn't happened yet. Not the wind. But anyway, really, she, of course, freaked out by now. And as anyone would, went outside to wait for her friend to get back. So at this point, she had started shaking and trying to text her friend, you know, explaining what happened. And so then the dog even started barking at the living room door. And even viciously growling and snarling like they saw something that no human could, right? So finally, after 30 minutes later, her friend finally arrived back home. Both girls near the TV from the porch. But when they went inside, it had completely shut off and was still unplugged. So needless to say, neither are sure exactly what happened, but there certainly it was some kind of malevolent spirit. But I think that's possibly the reason to be a prankster spirit, I like to call. I like to call them malevolent spirits, like prankster spirits, or I think they're called poltergeists. They can manipulate electricity, TV, lights, you know, etc. So yeah. Oh, he has a question. Can you put the board in a garbage? Not necessarily. I like what Chris McKenna would say. Whether it's a board or haunted object, don't just place far away from your house. Bury it in the ground. Never burn the vessel. If you burn the vessel, the energy from that vessel may go into the world. And we don't want any more, you know, violence in the world as it is, right? Yeah, no problem, King, anytime. Yeah, never throw it away. I mean, even though I've done it in the past, I've thrown it in the trash. But one time, if you guys want to hear something real scary, My grandmother had a boy too. So, I don't know if it's a family thing, but I remember her, my grandmother would tell me, she used a board, and one time she tried to get rid of it. She threw it in the trash, and then it would appear on her doorstep the next day. And so she can't get rid of it no matter what she does. So I think, we should try to bury it, but I don't know, it's just weird. I never like the feel of it when I'm around it. So, yes, my grandmother is also psychic. She's someone I usually confide to about my psychic abilities when I was first starting out. She's really been helpful. She's really the one that really believes in my abilities. And one time she went to a had a psychic reading done, and she said something. The lady that did her reading, she said, "Yeah, my granddaughter has a very special gift, especially with her hands." And so sometimes when I place my hands on someone, they'll feel warm. You know? It's like I have healing ability as well. I love to work with that and remote feeling. And so I love working with remote feeling. I think remote feeling is seeing and sensing things with your mind that are far away from you. So that's how I like to explain remote viewing. I can do that pretty easily. Okay, which is Heather Hellman. He says, have you tried to put a binding spell on the board of your room? You know what? That's not a bad idea. No, I haven't. Heather, I haven't tried, binding spells, but I've heard of binding spells. So, maybe I could talk to you about that, Heather. I've never done any type of, binding spells, but I'm open to it. But yeah, maybe that would help. And I'm sure now that she's elderly, she doesn't really mess with it as much. So I don't know how deep she delved into it, per se, but I think she has done some things that we're not proud of. But you know, we all make mistakes in life. I know I'm not perfect, and I'm not a witch. So, but anyway, yeah, that's not a bad idea, Heather. Yeah, thanks for the idea. I don't know if I can do it remotely or not, because they live up north. But, yeah, I definitely have to talk to you about that. She's like, she doesn't even, remember doing that stuff. And now she's elderly. Oh, yeah, yeah, I was reading your question. What makes you think it was a mistake? Well, because I don't think she meant for harm or anyone, she just didn't do it in a positive light, if I put it that way. She was wicked, if I remember right. And I don't think she used it in a positive light. I don't mind witchcraft or wicked, so I'm open to that as well. And Heather would know about that wicked and so I believe. Oh no, not all magic is bad. It depends on how, let's say, let me address it better. Magic is not all of that bad, but it is depends upon your intentions of what you do with magic. Did I say that right, Heather? I hope. Never know if that's correct or not. I tried to study magic before I went to paranormal, and I went a little bit with magic and healing, mostly for the positive and good healings on myself and whoever requested it. And so, yeah, it all depends. Magic depends on your intentions. It there's good and there's evil magic, as there are good and evil people, or good and evil spirits. I like the whole yin and yang. I swear I'm gonna get, like, a tattoo with a yin and yang symbol. I'm always explaining it with the yin and yang balance. But you're not dark, you're light. So, yeah, yin and yang. One of my friend's brother that passed away, one of his code words. I believe we all should have code words before we pass away. So that way you would know it's us when we pass, right? So one of his code words was yin and yang. Right? If for some reason we hear him saying yin and yang, then we know it was him. So I never got to meet him, but my friend let me have his guitar, and I swear that guitar has some of his energy to it, and it would play by itself sometimes. So I kid you not, I hear this guitar. I'm gonna take out my guitar. Not that I might. I love music. But it kind of startles me sometimes when you hear music out of nowhere. And we're out here in the country, so yeah, there's not a radio that's nearby, so yeah, you know it's something there. So yeah, my sister, some witches are more positive than Christians. That is true. So I'm definitely open to that. And I'm also Christian. I was born and raised, you know, Baptist, but I'm more open spiritually minded now that I understand what my gifts are all about. And hopefully I like to use my gifts for the positive. What it did is to aid others, I would say. Whether I use, sometimes, oh man, I was toward the end of the show. Sometimes we even use magic to open or close portals. Is that right, Heather? If they draw a circle to protect themselves, you know, so you would have to draw a circle to protect yourself from spirits. So, it can work both ways. Charles, I'm not understanding, Charles, what you mean by both. Why can't you be both? Yeah, I think you can be both. I think we can. But I think, from a church point of view, I want to go all religious, but the church's point of view, they think magic, is evil. Or if you do one thing or another, it's evil, right? If I remember right, Catholics or Christians especially, and they think it's evil if we do this or that. But I always say, isn't the Holy Spirit a spirit? Also a spirit? And they acknowledge the Holy Spirit. So I don't see anything wrong with that. If I remember correctly. So yeah, the Holy Spirit is also a spirit. I think Father Dr. King would agree. Yeah, King, I believe, yeah, Christians can be both. You can only have one God. That's true. So, but it's a matter of what you're comfortable with. Are you comfortable with religion or magic? I don't know. Yeah, it's up to you. Yeah, I've seen some people on YouTube, they have come back near-death experiences. They would say, there's no heaven or hell, is what we make. I guess what they believe. So whether you believe in heaven or hell, I think it's what we've been taught. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. You can always find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and yeah, I have some of the other stories I want to share, but yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed those creepy stories, and I talked a little other various subjects, and hopefully I won't get any hate mail, but that's why I don't like to talk much about religion or politics. But I'm open to spirituality I think I'm more open to spirituality. And I know there's something bigger, like, you know, God up there. I know there's something bigger, right? So, whether you call it God, source, or light, I think it means the same thing. But we have different beliefs. So, on that note, yeah, where you can find me is, I also have a website, Nicole Jaspard. Website.net. And next week, I will be next 2 weeks, right here. Next 2 weeks, I'll be at break. And I hope you guys have a happy and safe Halloween and the holidays. And yeah, stay spooky, stay safe. And before my voice goes out, have a great night, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to Haunted Real Connections on Paranormal Q Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Jaspard. Thank you guys so much. Bye, guys. Hi, my name is Nicole Jaspard. I'm an empath and paranormal investigator. I am also an author of a dozen books. Thank you for listening to Haunted Real Connections, where I'll bring you the best mediums and paranormal people the field has to offer. Stay tuned for another great show on Paranormal King Radio.